Did you enjoy doing puzzles when you were a child? Whereas other children my age preferred playing with toy race cars and action figures, I was always fascinated by puzzles, whether it be Sudoku, crosswords, or a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle. I always chose to exercise my brain rather than my imagination. Did you enjoy doing puzzles when you were a child? I never liked doing puzzles as a child. I would often become frustrated or upset with myself whenever a puzzle proved too challenging for me to complete, so I preferred to avoid them entirely. Besides, I was an active child and preferred sports and athletics to puzzles and brain teasers. Which do you find easier to do? Word puzzles or number puzzles? I generally find that it is easier for me to understand word puzzles than number puzzles. I think this is because I use language every day and come into contact with it more often. Number puzzles, however, require a more specialist form of analytical thinking. Which do you find easier to do? Word puzzles or number puzzles? I think number puzzles are simpler than word puzzles. With word puzzles, the problem could easily be a word that the solver simply doesn't know. Maths, on the other hand, is unchanging, so everyone has the same chance of solving it. Would you ever do a puzzle when you're travelling? I think that puzzles are a great way to pass the time during one's downtime. Because of this, they are perfectly suited to travelling and road trips. A train journey of several hours can feel much shorter if I have a couple of puzzles to do on the way. Would you ever do a puzzle when you're travelling? Personally, I would not be interested in attempting puzzles as I am travelling. Whenever I travel, I usually amuse myself with my phone or select a book to take along with me. I consider these options to be far more enjoyable than puzzles. Do you think doing puzzles is a good way for older people to spend their free time? Puzzles are an excellent way for older people to spend their free time. Seniors often struggle with feelings of loneliness, and puzzles can be a valuable distraction from such emotions. They also help to keep a person's mind sharp and alert, which is a valuable quality for older people. Do you think doing puzzles is a good way for older people to spend their free time? I think older people should have better things to do with their free time than attempting to solve puzzles. To me, puzzles are games for children to keep them occupied and entertained. Old people should find other pastimes more befitting of an adult.